It's been nearly 5 years since Wilmington police officers Daniel Silva, Thomas Lynch, Joseph Delos, and James McCall shot and killed 28-year-old Jeremy McDowell as he sat in his wheelchair on a street in West Wilmington. That means the statute of limitations, or time period during which charges could be brought against the officers, is almost up. So far, none of the officers have been charged. The State Department of Justice decided not to pursue prosecution in 2016 after an investigation concluded the use of deadly force against McDowell was justified under state law. The state did call out one officer in particular for poor police work. Joseph Delos ran onto the scene against the direction of an officer already there and fired the first shot at McDowell. He would later tell investigators he fired because he'd seen McDowell reach for the handle of a gun in his waistband and felt his life was in danger. This summer, Jeremy McDowell's sister, Keandra, has intensified her calls for the Department of Justice to reopen her brother's case. She wants to see the officers charged.
I don't feel as though on a federal level or a state level that they did a proper investigation. I don't feel as though that they interviewed everyone who needed to be interviewed. I don't feel as though that they took the time out to find witnesses.
In addition to leading several protests, Keandra McDowell has met with the current Attorney General, Kathy Jennings.
First, she came in the meeting and apologized and shedded a little crocodile tears, like she really cared. I immediately told her, let's just cut to the chase. We're here because we demand that you open Jeremy McDowell's case.
The Department of Justice declined to make Jennings available for an interview. Her spokesperson, Matt Marshall, has said in the absence of new evidence, there's no legal basis to reopen the investigation into McDowell's death. McDowell's family and advocates say they have new evidence. Terrence Jones is a former Philadelphia police officer and self-described civil rights investigator who has taken on the case. He says he has talked to two new witnesses who challenged the police version of events.
She didn't see a gun. Before he was shot, didn't see a gun after the shot, didn't see a gun fall to the ground, didn't see a gun on the ground. And I audio taped that conversation.
Marshall says the state has already interviewed one of the two supposedly new witnesses. Jones refuses to tell DOJ the name of the second witness, a woman he says was just a few car lengths away from the incident when it unfolded, unless officials commit to reopening the investigation. He has not provided Delaware Public Media with the name of either witness.
My take would be that the state did a thorough investigation.
Camille Boynton is a professor of criminal law at Delaware State University. He says whether DOJ should reopen the investigation based on the claims of new witnesses depends on several factors.
I would be curious to know why the witnesses weren't interviewed. If, you know, not that there would be anything nefarious there, but you know, there's always a question of why now, or where were they, or was there any type of cover-up or conspiracy? You know, these are all questions that would have to be answered. But if they had relevant information, I think it should come to light.
Under Delaware's use of force statute, law enforcement officers are justified in using deadly force when they believe it's necessary for self-protection, except under a narrow set of circumstances. The 2016 DOJ investigation concluded Delos could only be proven guilty under state law if both the way he assessed the situation and his decision to use deadly force were reckless. Then Attorney General Matt Den determined probable cause could exist to pursue felony assault charges against Delos. Den reasoned the way Delos advanced onto the scene, ignoring the warning of a fellow officer, and the way he shot McDowell just 2 seconds after telling him to show his hands could be reckless conduct under state law.
One thing that's very clear is, although they say they would and possibly could bring a prosecution against Delos for a felony assault, one of the things they are clear about is that they may have probable cause, but what is the likelihood of them winning at trial? And that's a big consideration for prosecutors.
DOJ asked two experts who had also consulted on the Tamir Rice case to weigh in. They both said Delos' conduct did not violate Delaware criminal statute. Boynton says simply having those expert opinions out there makes prosecution harder.
Certainly, if I was a good defense attorney, the first thing I'd do is call the experts that the state hired back in 2015 through 2016 to testify on my behalf.
Advocates and some elected officials, including current Attorney General Kathy Jennings, are pushing to get the state's use of force standard raised. But any prosecution of the officers would use the statute at the time of the shooting.
As we approach the statute of limitations, I mean, the state would have to do a lot to ramp up for a case at that point. And I'm not sure what conversations have been had between the Attorney General's office and the family, but it still seems like a huge hurdle to overcome at this time.
To Keandra McDowell, there's been little progress since her brother died.
I really don't see no changes because, I mean, one of the same officers who murdered my brother, James McCall, shot another young man by the name of Yaheem Harris 4 times.
The Harris shooting is just one of 14 other instances of police in Delaware using deadly force that DOJ has investigated since McDowell's death. DOJ found all 14 cases to be justified. As for the 4 officers who shot McDowell, Wilmington police say they're no longer employed on the force, but will not specify the nature of their departure. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.